Next Monday, we'll see the relaunch of bars, cafes, and restaurants, which will have to implement strict social distancing and hygiene measures to ensure staff and customer safety. Today, the amendment for extending the outdoor space used by cafes and restaurants in pavements will be voted in Parliament. An anti-authoritarian group named Anarchiki Anarchikes has taken responsibility for the attacks last Monday against ATMs, supermarkets, and courier service vehicles. House basements and businesses flooded in the port city of Thessaloniki on Thursday, as wet weather hit northern Greece and other parts of the country following a five-day heat wave. There were also long-lasting power cuts. Today, rain will affect Thessaly, Sporades and Evia Island, and Macedonia. An earthquake measuring 4.6 on the Richter scale was recorded at 6:40 a.m. in the sea region 78 kilometers southeast of Hierapetra, Crete. New infections with coronavirus inched up to 2,853 in Greece on Thursday after just three new cases were confirmed, while two new fatalities took the total death toll to 168. A 34-year-old woman who was attacked with acid outside her workspace in southern Athens on Wednesday told police she may have an idea who her attacker was, although initially has stated she had no clue. She is being treated at Thriasio Hospital. The Chinese government is said to present a controversial Hong Kong security law at its Congress, the most important political event of the year. The U.S. also weighed in, saying the move could be highly destabilizing and undermine China's obligations. President Trump said the U.S. would react strongly. And the weather forecast: cloudy and rainy in Attica today, with a gradual improvement as of this afternoon. The temperature is expected to reach a maximum of 23 degrees Celsius.